Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
And I want to ask you about oil first. We saw that pretty significant jump yesterday, and it looks like, wow, $28 a barrel early this morning. Is this all about the Saudis and Russia, and are they going to work out a deal?
Yeah, that's entirely what it's about. President Trump yesterday hinting that that he's talked to Saudi Arabia and Russia, and perhaps they are on board for a cut in oil production, and that remains to be seen, of course, whether that comes to fruition. President Trump today talking to oil company executives and OPEC, also holding a web conference to discuss that possibility here later today or tomorrow. And that's what the market is hoping for. Oil prices skyrocketing on the hopes that there will be a major cut in oil production. At this point, it would probably have to be north of 15 million barrels to cut the glut of crude oil from forming on the global market, which has already started.
I heard someone say yesterday that the world is running out of places to keep the oil we have so much. Is that accurate?
There has been that discussion. From the looks of it, at least at this point, there is storage. It's more like easy storage for some of that crude oil that Saudi Arabia and Russia are pouring onto the market. And that may be the case, that easy storage is getting more challenging to find. But there still looks like there is enough storage here, at least for some types of crude oil in the United States. Again, it's that crude oil that's being flooded onto the market that may have a difficult time finding a home. But for now, for example, here in Cushing, Oklahoma, the major delivery point in Oklahoma, filled with about 43 million barrels. Now, capacity is about 30 million barrels more than that, about 76. So there's some room, but yes, there is some discussion that certain types of crude oil may have a difficult time finding a place to go.
In an era of unprecedented numbers, I think I heard you just say that there could be a production cut of 15 million barrels a day. Before all this started, would a number like that have been unthinkable, Patrick?
Oh, I think without question. I think a number that would be 1 million to 2 million may be unthinkable, even just 90 days ago. But here we are, and global demand is obviously plummeted as not only states but countries issue shelter-in-place orders that are leading to a significant drop in not only gasoline but jet fuel demand. In fact, flight radar sources have indicated that there's been just 20% of normal flights being flown in the recent few weeks. So we are looking at an exodus of demand here. Just in the U.S., gasoline demand last week, according to the EIA, just 6.6 million barrels of crude oil, 6.6 million barrels of gasoline per day. And by GasBuddy's best estimates, some of our metrics have said gasoline demand is down even more than that, some 40 to 60% in some cases.
Gasoline prices have fallen what now, around 40 days in a row?
Yeah, we are right at about 40 days. The national average now at its lowest point since 2016 at $1.93 a gallon. Average prices in Dallas this morning, $1.56. That's good for the lowest since 2016. If it gets under $1.49, which I expect it to do so, we will have to go much further back, all the way to the Great Recession, to see the last price, the last time prices were lower. And if we get into the 130s or 140s, which could be possible in Dallas, then we will have surpassed the low from the Great Recession and start to go back to 2003, 2004. So we still could get there, even if there is a deal, and with oil prices going up, that still doesn't necessarily mean that prices at the pump will go up simply because gas stations have so much margin available. It may be one of those increases that they simply absorb.
Are you seeing anything close to a dollar in North Texas at individual stations?
Across Texas, so far, we have two stations at 99 cents a gallon being reported to us. One station in Elvin and one in Salado, I suppose. But two stations in Texas. If for some reason you're on the road, though, we've been watching a hot spot in Oklahoma that has close to 30 stations now under a dollar per gallon.
When you look nationwide, are you seeing more and more stations at 99 cents or less?
Indeed, we are. In fact, last count, I believe as many as nine states had at least one gas station under 99 cents per gallon as of yesterday. Real quick looking here at that list. As of yesterday, Louisiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Ohio, Oklahoma, Texas, Virginia, and Wisconsin all had at least one station under a dollar per gallon.
And finally, Patrick, obviously Texas's producers have been hit hard by this just out of nowhere slump for oil. This hope that the Saudis and Russia will be able to figure something out, is that real optimism? Real reason for optimism for our producers here in Texas?
Oh, I think so. I think without a doubt. There needs to be something to address this. Otherwise, I mean, even for your average U.S. consumer who thinks prices are going to surge, this doesn't necessarily open the door to that. This fine line, a balance, putting a floor on the price of oil is essentially good for everyone. It's good for oil producers. They don't have to lay off perhaps tens of thousands. It's good for Americans because the U.S. will keep our energy security by keeping these oil companies pumping oil instead of going out of business. So I think it's good for everyone. We'll certainly have to keep an eye on what develops, how much potential production cut. The devil is all in the details.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.